This Living Traditions moment is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area. The average person probably wouldn't consider geology to be a terribly exciting career. But in the 1800s, the Appalachian Mountains were crawling with scientists and explorers who were discovering the area's gem and mineral deposits, as well as measuring our area's highest mountain peaks. The research being conducted at that time was extremely dangerous and competitive, and there's no better example of this than the story of how Mount Mitchell got its name. Yale graduate Dr. Elijah Mitchell was an educator, minister, geologist, and explorer who came to North Carolina in 1818 to take up duties as a professor of mathematics and natural philosophy at Chapel Hill. He returned to the mountain three times between 1835 and 1844 to take measurements, eventually verifying the mountain to be higher than New Hampshire's Mount Washington. However, his claim was challenged in 1855 by Senator Thomas Clingman, who insisted that a nearby mountain that he'd climbed and measured stood more than 200 feet taller. A vigorous controversy ensued, and Mitchell eventually returned to the Black Mountain in a final attempt to prove Clingman wrong. On June 27, 1855, he set out alone from the accommodations of Jesse Stepp in the North Fork Valley of the Swannanoa River, heading up the slope toward the Tow River Valley. But he never made it to his destination. After night fell, he became disoriented and apparently slipped at the edge of the waterfall, plummeting to his death in the pool below. A search party of more than 200 men spent days combing the forests for him, but it was a local bear hunter and guide from Yancey County named Big Tom Wilson who eventually found Mitchell's body. Today, Dr. Mitchell's gravesite is located at the top of the mountain that now officially bears his name. As we all know, Mount Mitchell is indeed the highest mountain east of the Mississippi River, standing at 6,684 feet above sea level. A state park was created there in 1915 to save the fir trees around the peak from logging. And nearly a century later, the park hosts thousands of visitors each year who've come to see the mountain and hopefully learn the story of Dr. Mitchell's sacrifice in defending what he already knew to be right. This Living Traditions moment is a production of the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, preserving and celebrating the culture of our North Carolina mountains and foothills.